Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 187, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Thy loving kindness, Lord, is good and free, and tender mercy turn thou unto me. Hide not thy face from me in my distress, and mercy hear my prayer, thy servant blessed. And what follows, 187, the first three stanzas.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in John 6, the verses 43 through 58. First, we will read the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. John 6, the verses 43 through 58. Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. And not that any man has seen the Father, save he which is of God, He has seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat men in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, and not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Miss Marieke van Hatte, who hopes to begin with radiation treatments tomorrow. Let us try to ask the Lord for an indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it has pleased thee in thy providence and in thy condescending mercy to grant unto us and our children another Lord's Day, and then we may acknowledge thee for the manifold blessings which thou hast granted unto us and our children in the week that so quickly has run its course. Then thou hast watched over us in the home and wherever we were called to be. Then thou hast not taken one away by the cold hand of death. And now in this morning hour, in this day, then we have come up as a congregation. And then we also remember those that could not come up in the past week. Then the virus has reappeared in our school. Then we also remember those that feel they should not come up. Well, thou also remember them. And then in this morning, then by renewal, after a long time, then the sacrament of the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ hopes to be administered in our midst. And then we humbly ask thee, wilt thou kindly care, wilt thou kindly provide, wilt thou kindly protect, Thou do spread thy overshadowing wings over us and our children, and then it shall be well, can never be, because we deserved it. Our sins, they are great, and they are many, and each sin requires temporal and eternal punishment. And yet in thy patient long-suffering, then we may still be in the precious day of grace. Then a week of preparation has come to an end. Thou knowest how it has been in each and every heart, from the youngest to the oldest. May there not have been those that have not even thought of these matters, but, O Lord, may there have been unconverted ones that have been sorely troubled, and that were given to cry unto thee. And may there have been many in the congregation to experience how unconverted they were. Lord, thou knowest in a week of preparation there can be many questions, there can be many assaults, and many matters may arise. Wilt thou remember all those who may have a divine right? Then it is so necessary for thy people that the light may shine in the darkness each time by renewal, that thou sheddest thy love abroad in the heart, that thou grantest those burning hearts. It is so needful for thy children that they are instructed in the mysteries of salvation. Lord, then thou hast said, do it in remembrance of me. Then thou hast instituted the sacraments for the strengthening of the faith of thy people. Thou hast a people upon the earth, when they are given to examine themselves at time, that they are given to lay it all before thee, and to ask thee, this not the true saving faith, that thou wilt grant it in this very day. Lord, may thy supper, may it then be a Bethel in this day, that it may be the house of God, and to be given to experience in the signs and the seals of the covenant, the broken bread and the poured out wine, to be given to experience that ladder between the earth and the heavens, and that is thy dear Son in his finished meritorious work in the state of his humiliation, and that continual application in the state of his exaltation. Wilt thou then grant unto thy children that thirst and hunger? The bride has said, draw me, and we will run after thee. May there have been many beggars in this week, because we have heard in the past week that important question, what think ye? Will he come in the midst of the feast? King of kings and Lord of lords, may it please thee to dwell richly amongst us. Come down with thy Holy Spirit, and wilt thou grant the application, that by an eye of faith, that there may be a people that may be given to look above the signs, oh, upon him who was white and ruddy and the chiefest among 10,000s. Oh, may it be that there may be those that may hear thy voice, oh, to receive a special instruction, a special encouragement, and a special comfort. Oh, courage to continue. Lord, wilt thou so remember us as a congregation in these serious and solemn times, where the fire still continues to spread over the length and the breadth of the earth. Wilt thou remember the manifold needs amongst us? We commend unto thee all the mourning ones, our elderly ones, the sick and afflicted ones, those under the doctor's care, in a special way, with many fears, and with their many worries. Oh, grant a place at thy footstool, that they may lay it all before thee, and to be given to beg that these afflictions, that they may be sanctified for the saving of never dying souls. Lord, we remember her who in the day of tomorrow hopes to begin treatments. Then in the past, already a time of treatments, she has underwent surgery, and now by renewal treatments. Then we humbly ask thee that it all may be blessed by thee. And, O Lord, grant her then that place at thy footstool, where she may cry unto thee, that the calling may be sanctified. Wilt thou remember her parents, the family circle? Lord, we now humbly ask thee that thou may grant thy gracious help. Oh, may our eyes be upon thee, and may it please thee to send help from the sanctuary and strengthen out of Zion. May we be given to need thee as our prophet, our priest, and our king. Lord, remember the whole congregation. Wilt thou set a watch upon thy own table? This thy table, it is thy honor, it is thy kingdom. Wilt thou graciously remove everything that could be a hindrance in this morning hour, O Lord? There can be so much. May it please thee to bind the devil. Oh, he has been defeated on the cross of Calvary. When thy dear son has cried out, it is finished. But he goes about, but, O Lord, all under thy permission. Then he goes about as a roaring lion, and also as an angel of light. But, oh, the salvation of thy church that lieth so sure. And now for thy thirsty and for thy weary church, oh, then thou hast prepared a table. Wilt thou also anoint them with oil, and that it may be as the psalmist of old has declared, my cup runneth over, O Lord, then it shall be good, and then it shall be unforgettable. Oh, to that end, Come down with thy power. Come down with thy Holy Spirit. And come down with thy blood. And, Lord, then we have to confess that it is all sinned away. Oh, may there have been souls in this week that have experienced it in a special way, all sinned away. And the only hope, thy loving kindness and thy mercy, as thou declarest it in thy holy word, through the work of a triune God, our Lord, then we must confess with the centurion that we are unworthy, that thou would come under our roof. But, our Lord, do it for thy honor and for thy glory and for the coming of thy kingdom. Wilt thou pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name? Amen. Psalter 163, the three stanzas. O Lord, my God, most earnestly my heart would seek thy face. Within thy holy house once more to see thy glorious grace and what follows. Psalter 163, the three stanzas. In this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Psalm 63, and there of the verses 4, 5, and 6. Where God's word and our text reads thus, thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Thus far, only the verses 4 and 5. Our text words speak of the partaking of the true communicant. With three thoughts, in the first place, the resolution of the true communicant. In the second place, the prayer of the true communicant. And in the third place, the feasting of the true communicant. The partaking of the true communicant, the resolution, the prayer, and the feasting of the true communicant. Beloved congregation, our text words begin with thus. Thus, that refers to what is written before in this solemn. In this morning hour, it may also be a thus, after a week of preparation. And then we have heard on the last Lord's Day evening the marks of the true people of God. The Lord has a people upon this earth that are oftentimes given to examine their hearts very closely, to lay their hearts beside the Holy Word of God, whether it is the true work of the Lord. Then we have heard in the beginning verses of this solemn, because our text words, they begin with thus. Then he does not begin, thus will I bless thee while I live. But the psalmist has learned experientially the foundation and the reason for that thus. Oh, it is true. When the Lord begins that good work, and we may learn who the Lord is and who we are, when we may taste of his loving kindness, then there already comes a thus. But then if you ask such souls for the foundation of that thus, then they shall not have an answer. But oh, then they may tell you, but one thing I know, that before I was blind, and now I may be given to see, that it has become so different. And then we have heard that the psalmist was given to say, oh my God, thou art my God. Oh, in the beginning, that is that good choice. That is that unregrettable choice. But then it is so necessary for the true child of God, that they may be led into the sanctuary. Oh, we have heard it from the second verse, that the psalmist has come in the sanctuary to behold his power and his glory. And in the sanctuary of the Old Testament, oh, it all pointed to that adorable Christ who would come in the fullness of time that his people may be saved. It is so necessary. Oh, the Lord teaches his people from step to step that they are given to learn the foundation whereupon they may say, oh my God, thou art my God, because in our deep fallen Adam, we have turned our back unto the Lord and come under the banner of the Prince of Darkness. Oh, and the child of God may come into the sanctuary and behold that precious Savior when he may be revealed. Then they are given to learn that they may say, my God, oh, then the foundation is that blessed Savior, that he has hung on the cursed cross of Calvary, a 3-hour darkness, and that he has cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Oh, may it please the Lord in this morning hour, with the signs and the seals of the covenant, that the riches thereof may be declared, and that children of God, that they may be given to embrace it by faith. Ah, the church learns nothing in us, all in him, as so men travel to Jerusalem. Oh, then we have heard that the psalmist, because our word thus will I praise thee while I live. Oh, that refers to what he has expressed in the foregoing verses. Then his soul, his flesh, was given to thirst and to long after thee. And then by renewal so necessary for the church to be brought into that inner sanctuary, that the scriptures may be opened, and that the light may shine in the darkness, that they may be given to see that it is all a fruit of the meritorial work of Jesus Christ. Oh, to come on the cross of Calvary, to look upon him who was white and ruddy, and who has cried out, my thirst. Therefore the church may have those living desires. It is the work, the application of the Holy Spirit, that they may be given to long after the living God. Oh, in the sanctuary, when a child of God may be given to be led into those mysteries. Oh, the work of a triune God, and how that the Son, that he is the way back to the Father. And then by the work of the Holy Spirit, then those lessons and those mysteries are taught. Oh, then the psalmist thus, well, I praise thee while I live. Because in the former verse, because thy loving kindness is better than life. Ah, when the child of God may be given to taste of the excellency of the loving kindness of the Lord. Oh, how that salvation has been merited, the cost, the price, the unfathomable love. Oh, are there souls in my midst that in a week of preparation that were led into those mysteries? Oh, to examine our hearts and to find that there is nothing in us, but then to be led into that loving kindness, and that to experience it in the heart. Oh, then it cannot be different, that it shall, there shall be a thus, then it is the desire that he may be extolled to the highest, and that man may be abased to the lowest. And then it shall be whether John the Baptist, although to experience it, oh, what John the Baptist has found out. But oh, when he was given to experience the loving kindness of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then he was given to declare in John 3 verse 30, he must increase and I must decrease. And thus, well, I praise thee. Oh, that is to adore. Ah, then there are times that the church cannot bow low enough. They cannot find a place that they may bow low enough that he may be adored, that he may be exalted. Oh, the psalmist, when he said, thus will I bless thee while I live. And oh, then the psalmist was not saying that he could do it in his own strength. The apostle Paul in Romans 7 verse 18, for I know that in me dwelleth no good, that is my flesh. For to will is present with me, but to perform I find not. Ah, the church learns more and more what I read in John 15 verse 5. Without me ye can do nothing. But the church also learns what is written in Philippians 4 verse 13. I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengtheneth me. Thus, also dependent upon the Holy Spirit, the church also, in a week of preparation, then they have to ask for that thus, because it is all merited good, and it is all given good. Thus will I praise thee while I live. Oh, then the psalmist is given to express that he is given to renew thy choice, because I read in Psalm 50 verse 5, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Ah, that is in a way of confession of their guilt, of their sin, and of their backsliding. Ah, that is in a way of those bitter tears, that they grieve the Lord so much, that also in that way of thanksgiving, that they fall so short. But ah, when they may experience, when they may come to the sanctuary, oh, when they may experience that loving kindness of the Lord, that it is better than life not to despise the things here below, but oh, concerning the loving kindness of the Lord, there is nothing upon this world that compares to it. And when that may be experienced, ah, then it is the desire that the Lord may be praised by us and through us. And then it is the desire that all people may be converted, from the youngest to the oldest. And then it is the desire that all people, that they may come on that school of King Jesus, that they may learn to thirst and to hunger after righteousness. Thus the resolution of the communicant. And oh, then that thus will I praise thee while I live. Then the church, each time by renewal, is brought in the inner chamber, begging for the immediate working of the Holy Spirit. Our second thought, the prayer of the true communicant, because we read upon that resolution, thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. And now in the scripture, then many times, different places, then the words, the lifting up of hands, that refers to prayer and everything that is connected with true and upright prayer. We read in Psalm 141 verse 2, let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. And then in another place, in Psalm 134, verse 2, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. And 1 Timothy 2, verse 8, I will therefore that men everywhere lift up holy hands without wrath and without doubting. Thus, when we read in our solemn, in our text words, I will lift up my hands in thy name, then we find here a beggar at the throne of grace, because the church experiences with everything that they have experienced of what they read in Zephaniah 3, verse 12. I have left in the midst of thee an afflicted and poor people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord. Oh, maybe a few souls that say, oh, in the past week, then I believe that I have experienced so clearly the first part of that text, afflicted and poor. But now concerning that second part, there can be so many questions. And now the psalmist, when he has said, I will lift up my hands in thy name. What kind of hands were they, boys and girls, do you think? What kind of hands do you think that the psalmist is lifted up? Holy hands? Pure hands? Full hands? Overflowing hands? Then I think you can understand it when that is the case. Then the psalmist would not need the Lord. But oh, the church, they are given to lift up filthy hands, hands full of sin. Those are the hands that the church, oh, it is true, there can be much form and duty, but now by the work of the Holy Spirit, they are given to lift up vile and sinful hands. They are given to lift up empty hands. Has a certain poet not said, oh, may that be granted to the people of God. Nothing in my hands I bring, simply to the cross of Christ I cling. Empty hands. Oh, the church has to confess nothing of self. No love, no faith, no hope. Have there been souls that have been busy trying to fill your hands also concerning the Lord's Supper? We must remember that also the way to the Lord's Supper, that is a narrow way for the true people of God. There's a royal command. Do this in remembrance of me. Nevertheless, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 28, let so a man examine himself and eat of that bread and drink of that wine. And then we may be given to beg in a week of preparation, that the Lord may come over, that he may give that loving kindness, that he may grant that thirsting, oh, a word, a token, but not to come to the Lord's Supper as someone that is worthy with what we have received, but as a sinner with empty hands to receive that broken bread, the poured out wine, all points to the Lord Jesus Christ we have read together out of John 6. This true what does not speak of the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, but then we read that it all points to the perfect and finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thus, I lift up my hands. Thus, not to come with experience, with the text needs to be experienced, a humble heart, a broken heart, but with everything that we have received, to still come and to remain. Oh, what a grace. Then also with our second thought, then the necessity for the work of the Holy Spirit, that he may grant, we have, boys and girls, maybe you can remember when we have spoken about faith from the Heidelberg Catechism quite a while ago, but that we have compared faith to a hand. When a little child is born, then they receive a hand when they are well born. But now that little child needs to learn to use it. And now also concerning the lifting up of those hands, then the child of God is so dependent upon the immediate working of the Holy Spirit. And to that end, there is added, I will lift up my hands. Oh, how many there are that are continually only stretching out their arms to the world that they may receive more and more. That is a poor portion. Oh, my unconverted fellow travelers, may you be filled with a holy jealousy in this day concerning the portion of the true people of God. But then maybe you say, but to be a beggar that I do not like, that is also against the flesh of God's people. But they experience each time by renewal, oh, what a work the Lord has to empty those hands of their experience, of their reformation, of their self-righteousness, and not only once, but each time by renewal. Ah, the blessed portion of the psalmist, that he was given to declare, O God, thou art my God, my soul thirsteth, my flesh longeth for thee in a thirsty land. Oh, to remember what he has experienced in the sanctuary. I will lift up my hands in thy name. We are called upon to pray to the Lord. And when we read in thy name, means also by the Lord's strength. But now concerning the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, when Christ is given that command, do this in remembrance of me, then it goes about the knowledge of the second person, that he needs to be revealed in our hearts as that only Savior, as that only way that we may be delivered. And now it is necessary that we learn, of course, our boys and girls are taught to pray in Jesus' name, that is correct, but now experientially to learn to lift up our hands in thy name. I read in John 16, the verses 23 and 24, those disciples that have sat at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ for more than 3 years, that Christ says, hitherto Have ye not prayed in my name, but added the promise, whatsoever ye shall ask my Father in my name, he shall give it. Thus to experientially learn to lift up our hands in thy name. That is the only way. He has declared, I am the way, the life, and the truth. No man cometh to the Father but by me. To lift up, I will lift up my hands in thy name. Then further concerning that hand, then we may speak of an upright hand, not hypocritical, but that when we stretch out our hands, that we may say, Lord, oh, there is much amiss, much to be ashamed, reasons to be humbled, reasons not even to dare to lift up my eyes to heaven, but only to smite my breast with the publican and with the prayer, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. But all those upright hands, that they may be given to tell the Lord, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest I can miss everything upon this earth, but I cannot miss thee. And thou knowest my desire, all it can be, that they lift up trembling hands. Think of that woman with the issue of blood. When she has heard of Jesus, that is necessary to come to the Lord's Supper. Then she heard of Jesus. Oh, then he became so necessary and so suitable and so precious. Oh, then she received a desire to hear more of Jesus and whether it was possible that he could also heal her, or whether he has healed other similar cases. That comes the question of God's people. Is it now possible for such a sinner as me to be saved? But, oh, then she has come trembling through the crowd. May it please the Lord in this morning to grant his blessing. Oh, our third thought, that we can say maybe a few words with the celebration of the Lord's Supper. Oh, people of God, may that be granted. My soul shall be satisfied. Oh, when we read in our text words of those wills and shells, that is based upon those wills and shells of that eternal covenant of grace, the work of a triune God, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips, the Lord. Grant it for his covenant's sake. Amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 444, the stanzas 1 and 2. Oh, bless the Lord, my soul, with all thy power. Exalt the God who is thy strength and tower. Let all within me bless his holy name. And what follows, 444, the stanzas 1 and 2. And the consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. The second wedding announcement of Mark Edward van den Broek and Nicole Elizabeth de Kock. The wedding service is scheduled for Friday, March 26 at 10 a.m. with Reverend Adams officiating. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory, and the banner of truth and the learning and living are at the exit, 444, 1 and 2. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.